Page 2. In all my life, I've not discovered any experience as funny. As I was a bit of a joker who craved and enjoyed the attention, I would often grab another boy and shout, "Bundle!" whilst holding my victim on the ground. Long Drive was tucked away in the corner of Grainford with other children to play with. One such oriental gang would sometimes cross our path with flying kicks. Those were the days when you could instantly fight with someone from a different culture without being a racist. I was surprised when I sparred in a kickboxing class against one such boy years later. When I asked if we used to fight each other in Long Drive, we both laughed, which showed you it was just part of growing up. I even used to play with a young man when I was 6 or so. He used to pick me up and swing me around over his head outside his house. I'm not sure my parents knew, or maybe they did, but weren't worried, as I used to play mini rugby for Harrow and had the nickname Tiger, as I had unrivalled controlled aggression. I was a menace. We shared bunk beds and I would hear my sister creep out to watch the TV in the front room. We were supposed to be asleep, so she would lean over the balcony when I would sometimes push her down the stairs. Listening to her crash into the wardrobe at the bottom of the stairs, I sniggered back into bed. The thudding of an unamused parent coming up the stairs was normally enough warning to successfully adopt the sleeping butter wouldn't melt in my mouth angel routine, so long as I didn't start laughing when my duvet was pulled back, which invariably ended up with a glowing bottom. This was probably in retaliation to my sister pushing her feet onto my bunk above, which always had me flying off like a ninja, but sometimes I'll be caught in a deep sleep. I believe that my dad was the only person in the street to own a 7 Series BMW. He would sometimes spend his spare time playing with his expensive music equipment from his DJ days, and much to his disapproval, we played with it in his absence. To keep the peace, we were bought portable tape cassette playing Disney classics, evolving into My Dad's Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town, which I played continually. Our quality time with our dad was watching James Bond and The Professionals. I also have a memory of tracing a picture of a footballer. Alone, we liked to watch Fraggle Rock, Sesame Street, Rainbow, Bagpuss and The A-Team. Around the time I was driven to Campaigners, a superior alternative to Scouts, again located in Ealing. I remembered that someone would have to drive me and collect me. Children today might learn a thing or two by watching 70s and 80s TV, which was fun and innocent compared to today's special effects with a sinister and subliminal agenda. I'm amazed that my dad had the time to build an impressive train set in the loft, which could have been used for a film studio. We kids were not allowed to operate the controls and learnt to stay at our viewing post. In school photos, I often had a wet patch at the top of my t-shirt below my chin, which I sucked as a comfort blanket. As children, it would appear we were all right, as we had our materialistic needs being met, but my t-shirt showed otherwise. For the first 11 years of my life, my sister used to bully me, and this was probably why the majority of my time was spent with the boy next door. I just needed to escape her clutches until I was strong enough to stand up to her. I spent much time playing football next door in the garden, or Match of the Day and a Formula One on the ZX Spectrum, which taught us how to be patient, especially as the program sometimes crashed after you spent 5 to 10 minutes waiting for it to load. That's what's missing with today's children, who have everything in an instant, because it's in the waiting that you mature and appreciate what you have.